Congress has approved another $300 billion in financial support to small businesses across the country. The government promised rapid delivery of the initial $350 billion in aid, and more than 11,000 Hawaii firms were approved for assistance before the first round of funding ran out. But accessing that fast cash has proven difficult for many operations. Many storefronts are now dark in the normally bustling Kaimuki business district along Wailai Avenue. One of them is Via Gelato, an ice cream shop owned by Melissa Bao. She made the decision to close her store after business dropped 80 to 90% following the governor's stay-at-home order. Many of her employees were also nervous about contracting the virus at work. Closing allows her to save on some expenses, but she's still paying the big ones.
Really, we're only talking about food costs because I still have to pay rent. I still am paying for all of my employees' salaries and wages.
Because Bao is keeping her staff on the payroll, she turned to the federal government's Payroll Protection Plan for help. It offers potentially forgivable loans if employers maintain their workforce. Bao was told by her bank that she had been approved for a loan, but when we spoke to her, she had no idea how much it would be for or even when the money would be available.
And there's nobody that you can call to ask what's the status or, like, you know, how much is it? They're just so overwhelmed right now. There's just no support for them or for us.
Them is the U.S. Small Business Administration, the federal agency overseeing the payroll protection program. Jane Sawyer manages SBA's Hawaii district. She says the goal was to get approved loan applicants their money within 10 days.
Just by the sheer numbers that we've been doing, it's been very, very difficult to do because there are security issues, banking issues.
The SBA worked with 4,000 lenders to process more than 1.6 million individual loans nationwide. Sawyer says money is on the way to business owners who were given an official SBA loan ID number by their bank. Banks have been queuing up applications that were not processed in time for round one, so owners should check with their lender to make sure their application is ready for round two. But there's another issue besides delays. The Payroll Protection Program is meant to fund payroll. The loan will only be forgiven if businesses keep paying employee wages, which doesn't make financial sense for some employers.
So everyone's been laid off at this point, with the exception of four or five people working.
Garrett Marrero is the founder of Maui Brewing Company. The brewery is still paying staff to produce beer, but has mostly shuttered its four restaurants on Maui and Oahu, where most of the company's 700 employees work. Marrero was approved for PPP, but says even with funds to cover payroll, there haven't been enough customers to justify reopening the restaurants.
We're still trying to figure out the best way to deploy those funds.
There's no rule that says employees have to be doing their original job. Some restaurant owners have been paying food staff to paint or make other improvements instead. Melissa Bao from Via Gelato was paying her employees to stay home. She did eventually get her PPP money and now plans to reopen 4 days a week. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.